Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
...1961 would prove an enormously consequential year for the cultural identity of Portland, Oregon, though indirectly. The first event involved the fledgling National Basketball Association, an 8-team professional league which decided to found its first expansion franchise, the Chicago Packers, still operating today in a different city and name as the Washington Wizards. By the end of the 60s, the league had added a half dozen future franchises, several of them champions, the Bulls, the Bucks, the Rockets, the Suns, as well as the Seattle Supersonics. Though it's bizarre today to think of Seattle as having an NBA team. And in 1970, the league added three more to its arsenal. The Cleveland Cavaliers, the Buffalo Braves, who would become the famously feckless and inept Los Angeles Clippers, and the Portland Trail Blazers. The Blazers would find the most immediate success, winning the championship in their first decade of operation, under league MVP and noted marijuana enthusiast Bill Walton. And today are one of the league's iconic franchises, with Hall of Fame players like Clyde the Glide Drexler, the late Drazen Petrovic, and of course, Damian Lillard. The other transformative event of 1961 was in the neighboring city of Vancouver, Washington, and didn't involve basketballs, but rather baskets of fries. As a sit-down restaurateur named George Propsta opened a fast food restaurant, opened a fast food concept serving a 39-cent colossal burger. The company would grow into a regional chain, the bulk of its branches in the greater Rip City area, relying on locally sourced ingredients before that was a trend. In 2018, employees at a Portland branch organized as the nation's first federally recognized fast food union, calling a boycott until the company negotiated a contract. A boycott that ended in victory for the workers in December 2021 with a collectively bargained agreement that made major gains in pay and working conditions. Today, five locations are unionized, and some union-negotiated deal points like tipping have been expanded to all locations. And with recent union victories in the omnipresent Pacific Northwest-founded companies Starbucks and Amazon, an ascendant labor movement may be one sliver of light in a dark age in America. This week on Doughboys, Burgerville. Welcome to Doughboys Live. What's up, Portland? Wow. An absolute delight to be back here. It's been too long. And...
your hair looks good.
Oh, God bless you. If anyone has any compliments for me throughout the show, just shout them out.
Show the pants.
I already showed the pants, but you can look at the pants again. Thank you for the... thank you. Thank you for the compliment on the shirt. I appreciate it. Save some compliments for my co-host. Folks, this week's roast is courtesy of Dylan. Let me introduce him. The man whose pubic region is also referred to as Stumptown. The Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell!
What's up, Portland? Jesus.
You all right?
Stumptown. God. Damn. Dear God. Rip City, what's happening? Might be R.I.P. city for the Spoon Man. I am hurting. Too much food in this city. I have Alka-Seltzer for real.
Have you taken it yet?
No, I'm putting it, I'm gonna plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Right in front of everybody.
Wow, look at that. There he goes.
Same sounds coming from my bathroom at the hotel.
Depositing the capsules into a plastic cup of water.
Yeah.
You're struggling a little bit.
I'm struggling. A lot of food in this city. A lot of food.
A lot of food.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Less since we've been here.
There's a lot less now.
There's actually a shortage I've been hearing.
Wags, a great city.
Great. What a great time we've had here. Wonderful walk-in city. We took the choo-choo here from the airport. How fun was that?
We did. He was in a bad mood, and it like made his entire trip.
Yeah, I was really cranky. It was like when you give a dog its favorite toy, and then all of a sudden, now it's just smiling.
Yeah, yeah. You had the little red lipstick coming out of your pants. Wags, the city is also weird.
Famously weird. Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like how weird it is.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to introduce a bill, the Portland Normalization Act. I want to normal things out in this fucking weird city.
You're saying that Portland is too weird. That's your assessment.
It's very strange. A lot of people talk to you in this city.
A lot of people talk to you. I would just say, Mitch, my fear would be that when you start saying Portland is too weird, you open yourself up to charges of hypocrisy because some people would say Mitch is too beard.
Our guests are giving you a round of applause. It's always good when you hear more laughter back there. Dead quiet out there.
We all collabed on that one.
You know what, Wags?
Yeah.
It's a great city, and
it's
a lot better than that fucking shithole called Milwaukee. Fuck that place.
Oh, boy. You are stewing.
Yeah.
We're
not doing the fucking show
you're
in Milwaukee.
You're claiming you're going to cancel the show in Milwaukee
because
today, as of this recorded, is game one of the series. Your beloved Boston Celtics, you're wearing the hat.
Yes.
Up against the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
Giannis, just a masterpiece of a game despite poor shooting from the field. On both ends, completely dominant. Triple-double.
I went to a bar. What was the name of the bar we went to? A very great sports
bar.
The Independent. We were at the Independent.
No
one really cares. Yeah. And you showed up for the end of the game to watch me lose, basically.
Yeah,
I'll come and watch a game with you. And then you came with 5 minutes left, and you're like, ah, man, sorry, buddy.
Why are you mad at me?
Because you came at the end. You came when it was over.
Well, yeah, I was going to come earlier. I overslept. What are you going to do?
It's just not going my way. I'm hurting. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, here we go. I'm going to drink some Alka-Seltzer.
Okay. Just giving this a hearty chug. Finish that. Bottoms up.
Oh, fuck.
All right, here we go.
Chug, 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 chug.
I will not allow you to chant chug while I'm drinking Alka-Seltzer. I'm not. That's over the line.
People were like, you know, because of the pandemic, obviously.
Yeah.
We haven't been back to Portland in a while.
Mm-hmm.
People were cooped up for so long that now this qualifies as entertainment.
Yes.
Watching a 40-year-old man.
Chug Alka-Seltzer.
Yes.
We're going to strike while the iron's hot. When like actual shows come back, we're screwed.
Yeah.
Anyways, I hope you all enjoy contracting COVID tonight for this stupid show. Why, should I hit him with a drop?
Of course.
Emma, let's play a little drop.
Ooh, busted. Busted. Busted.
Hey, Mitch.
Busted.
Wow.
Wow.
We did it.
Mitch, you haven't played this game, so you don't recognize it, but that's a little sting from Disco Elysium by the band Sea Power.
It was in the header of the email.
A little ditty.
Header. I don't know if that's a title. Subject?
Emails
subject.
Do have headers.
Okay, subject.
But I don't think that's what you're referring to.
Hey, Mitch, Nick, yeah. Emma, DK, and Ghost of You Song. After being forced to listen to Doughboys by my wife on long road trips for 2+ years, all right, I think y'all finally broke me. Thanks for all the laughs and extra calories. Here's Disco Elysium. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Inspire drop. Had the idea after Heather and Nick played through the game on Get Played. We don't have to talk about that. Earlier this year. Hope y'all don't mind the cross-pollination I do. Special thanks to Drop King and Finky in the Discord for helping our first-time dropper, Busted LXS.
Very good. Thank you, Alex.
Thanks, DK. DK's in the crowd tonight.
DK, Drop King is here. Robert,
oh, there he is.
Wow.
There he is. Security, get his ass out of here. Wags, we also have a surprise now that the drop has been played.
Yeah, this is something we've been cooking up for a while.
Yeah.
And
we're very excited about it.
It's been a while since we've been to Portland. Mm-hmm. We should bring something special.
Yeah.
I don't know how much run-up to get this. Should we just play it?
I think we should play it. It's been in development for a long time. But
all right, Emma.
Here we go. Emma, play it for everybody. You can dim the lights a little, too. Wow.
Wherever we
go.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. That's fucking awesome.
So fucking cool. Look at
that.
That's shit.
Fucking
Look at
awesome.
That.
Is our
fortress.
Wow.
Wow.
The Avatar 2 trailer.
That's right. The Way of Water, only in theaters in December. Check it out.
Something we had nothing to do with. We knew it would play to silence. But Nick and I really wanted to play it.
We did. We're like, we're going to be in a theater. We're really excited about the trailer. Can we just play it?
2 minutes of time down the drain for you guys. A cam. It's a cam of
it's
the
cam.
Avatar 2 trailer.
Yeah.
You can see an exit sign during the trailer.
Yes. Which you're free to take advantage of at this point.
Thank you to James Cameron.
Thank you, James Cameron. Thank you, James. Thank you, and Sam Worthington, of course.
Yeah, Jack Allison ripped it for us, and he said, Jack said to let the people know, I said the decade of Avatar is upon us. That's
yes.
What's his.
I think he's correct. Wow, Mitch, that's very exciting.
That's our show.
Wait, that's it?
Yeah,
we're gonna call it?
Oh, all right, we're going to do more?
I mean, it's not getting any better than that.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not true, because we have two fantastic guests for you guys today.
It would be funny for, like, us to take over Na'vi bodies, and then they're, like, fucking out of shape and look like shit. Like a balding Na'vi.
Yeah. Try to get on one of those birds. The birds can't fly. Ugh, fuck. Our first guest today, from Jordan Jesse Go and his narrative comedy sci-fi podcast / graphic novel Bubble, please welcome to the stage, Jordan Morris! Wow.
Hi, everybody.
How about a compliment for Jordan's shirt?
Wow.
Great
right.
shirt.
Thanks. In honor of Avatar, should we all intertwine our pubes? I see you.
Welcome to Stumptown.
I'm just kidding. Weiger doesn't have pubes.
like a toddler below the neck.
Jesus.
So, Jordan, you have something that we can share with the people here of Rip City, which is that your graphic novel Bubble, hilarious graphic novel, there are some signed copies available if people want to pick them up from local bookstores.
Yeah. If anybody here in Portland or the surrounding area wants a copy of Bubble, the graphic novel based on the podcast that both Nick and Mitch were involved with.
Hell yeah.
Great podcast.
There's some signed copies at Books with Pictures here in Portland, one of the best comic book stores I've ever been in my life. It's so awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, hit them up and if you want a signed copy, and if you're listening to this, they ship anywhere in the world. So, yeah. How's that dry plug for momentum? Watch a trailer, hear a plug.
Wise, there's people up in the balconies here. We wanted to talk about
that.
Oh,
yeah, some balcony freaks. Hi. How you doing up in the balcony?
Yeah, balcony freaks.
That's everyone with a restraining order against the Doughboys. Legally, it's 500 feet. All right.
They're going to do the Matrix Resurrection human bombs at the end of the show.
Oh, no, it's James Cameron, and he's pissed.
Man, I'd hate for him to be mad at me.
Yeah, that would suck.
Get mad at us.
I would be so, okay.
Oh,
so mad.
Sorry, Jim.
Yeah. We're sorry.
Our second guest, a writer for The Simpsons in Portlandia and Portland's resident fast food expert.
Wow.
Please welcome Portland's own Bill Oakley.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Bill, while we're in plug mode, I'm proudly wearing my sticker for the Steamed Ham Society and Food Discovery Club, Woo! Which has recently launched.
Thank you, Nick.
Tell us about the Steamed Ham Society.
Yes, the Steamed Ham Society is a club for food appreciators worldwide. It's kind of like people who like high-end food have Zagat. They have Michelin stars, and
sure.
I thought it was about time for us appreciators of low-end food to have something something similar. So we have, basically, there's a community to exchange information, recipes, stuff about the latest Cheetos, you know, the latest Taco Bell returning item, and so forth. And there's also other levels. There's merchandise. There's all sorts of other things like that that you can get. And one of the best aspects is that we've launched this thing recently with secret menu items, which started in Portland and will go to other cities imminently, where members of the society can get secret menu items. We just finished one with Sure Shot here in Portland, Sure Shot Burger. I think Nick is here tonight from Sure Shot. That was a big success. So go to steamedhamsociety.com if you're interested in stuff like that.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Check that out. Check it out.
And while we're on the subject of local eats, there's a truck that we didn't get to go to yet, or a stand that we didn't get to. I actually don't know is the term stalls or stands, trucks. You get these little hutches here, which is neat. But JoJo, you were telling us about JoJo.
JoJo, yes. Food, let me just correct you before we go down too far down the wrong road here. We call them food carts here.
Food carts. Got it.
And they're cart pods.
You don't call them pods. You don't call them hutches?
I think hutches is pretty good.
We have cart pods.
It's like a food ditch, right?
JoJo is perennially one of the top ones in town, and they often do interesting specials as well, and I hope you guys can get over there before you take off. It's a great place.
Wow. We're gonna try to hit it up tomorrow. And Mitch, you brought this up earlier, and we were talking about this a little bit backstage, Bill, but people here are chatty. A lot of
very chatty
here in Portland, including, Mitch, you and I would say our experience with this week's chain was bookended by a couple of insane rideshare experiences.
Yes. Two insane rideshare experiences.
One fun crazy, one terrifying crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
One guy, the one guy who was brought back to life by being punched in the back, that was the good crazy.
Yes. legally dead on St. Patrick's Day because he fell out of a truck after getting low potassium.
We were talking mattresses. This is how we got into it. We were talking mattresses.
Yeah. Kind of thing Mitch and I talk about.
Yeah.
And it's
two of us. I was like, I got a king. And I sounded like an asshole because I was like, and the guy was like, ooh. He was saying ooh from the front. And I was
He was saying ooh. Here's why you're saying ooh. You didn't just say king. You brought up a mattress varietal that I was not aware of. The Alaskan king.
The Alaskan king. I said it's my dream to get an Alaskan king, which is like the bed I'll die in. When they knock down my wall and transport me out, it will be on an Alaskan king. But he said, ooh, to the Alaskan king. I said, what mattress you got? And he said, I don't got one. And we said, oh.
Yeah, he was just ooing the concept of owning a mattress.
Yes, that's what we figured
mattress
out.
Mattress ownership.
And he told us that he grew up poor. It was by choice that he doesn't have a mattress.
More comfortable on the floor.
He's more comfortable on the floor. He sleeps on the floor. And he says, but it's been tough lately. And we're like, go on. And he's like, well, I like legally died. And we were like, when? And he's like, a month ago.
Yeah.
On St. Patrick's Day, like a month ago, he fell off. He had low potassium.
Yeah, not alcohol related. Just coincidentally on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And... was brought back to life, as you were saying, Mitch. The guy who was with him did not know CPR, but just like pounded on his back really hard, like a cartoon.
Yes,
and revived him.
I think important to bring up. This was a 7-minute ride.
Yes, yeah,
it was quick. It was really quick. His lung was punctured. It was really crazy.
Really crazy. He was like had a bunch of broken ribs on one side. Mm-hmm. At a certain point, he went to pick up a ride who wanted to help him transport stolen property. And he said he wasn't going to do it. So the guy punched him through the window in the ribs.
Yes. Right after he had been out. So this, yes. Anyways.
Yeah. He was a delight. We liked him a lot.
We liked him a lot.
He was great.
He was great.
To be clear, this is the good one.
This is the good one.
There's a bad one.
So the bad one, Jordan, you were present for this one.
Yes, I was there too. And so this was a... Boy, I mean, this is a woman who I think when I clocked as being like, oh, this is a standard, like, someone who owns a lot of funny signs they got at Target. Like...
Hey, I'm on board with that. That's
exactly. Yes, this is like someone who's the funniest thing in the world is like a wooden sign that says, is it coffee o'clock yet?
That's good.
Yeah. But then it went down a dark path.
Yes.
I think you asked like, oh, are you from Portland? And she's like, oh, God, no.
So boo to her.
So she lives in the country. She has... several stepchildren who are grown, mm-hmm. and she's mad about having to wait 2 months to get a gun.
Yes.
Yeah.
She could never move to Canada. So it went from, is it coffee o'clock to, is it open carry o'clock?
Yeah.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah, she was talking about how she used to have a cowboy-style revolver that she would wear on her belt... And she was like, and people looked at me weird.
It's like, yeah, you walk into town like a sheriff. That's fucking terrifying. Yeah. I don't like, she wouldn't let me sit up front, which I didn't like right away.
Yeah.
Like clearly like a big dog man she didn't want in her front seat.
Again, 7-minute ride.
Yeah.
yes, and then started, and then I think if we were in there for 10 minutes, critical race theory would have came up.
Sure.
I think it did come up.
Yeah.
Well, not exactly.
In all fairness, that was Mitch.
Oh, yeah. I went off for a few minutes on it.
Right. And another thing about high school sports.
She was bad news. Yeah, and lived in Washington.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I was going to ask.
Lived in Washington. And worst of all, a Spurs fan.
Boo. Anyways, what's her name? Let's dox this lady.
Let's shout her out. I actually don't remember her name. But that was what transpired on the way to and on the way back from Burgerville, which was itself... some shouts for Burgerville. People like Burgerville, yeah?
Yeah, no shit they like Burgerville. They're at the Burgerville show, for God's sakes.
They're not here for the podcast. The first driver, by the way, the guy we liked, he was pro Burgerville. He was like, oh, fucking love Burgerville.
He was like, I got Burgerville last night. And we were like, no shit. And what did you get? And he got
Colossal Burger
Colossal
and Chicken
Burger
Strips.
And Chicken Strips, yep.
Yeah. Do you guys know God lives in their bathroom? Oh, cool.
Yeah, I got Burgerville last night, ate it, died for like 10 minutes. Oh, shit.
Saw my mom, she was a squid. Anyway, here's your stop. What?
Wise, we got other news.
We do.
You visited a robot barista today.
That's right. I tried to free him, but... He was happy.
Grabbing the human in the store, being like, "How dare you do this to them?"
Yeah. Wiger was. Did he? Was he ever the robot barista? Was he ever able to explain love to you?
Look, at a certain
this
point,
human emotion.
Yeah, love? The robot baristas are going to overthrow humanity, and then in 1,000 years we'll have Mentats. So, because artificial intelligence will be outlawed. It's read Dune, okay? Don't just see the movie. Read the book. Anyway.
You know what? Emma, roll Dune. Roll Dune.
Oh, it's so good.
You can use my HBO Max login.
I think it was called Brewby. It was very dystopian. You walk in and there was one employee working there, not a barista. And she, you know, was the cashier and a lovely person. Cashier maintains the robot, the barista bot.
She was their human slave.
She was there, yeah. And it was just kind of like, he was like, it's kind of lonely here. It's just me. I don't have a lot to do except when the robot breaks down, which it does pretty often. I was just like, what are we doing here?
Man.
Why are we automating?
She looks up and she's talking to you. I got to talk to robots all day. Ugh.
She tried to fix Wiger. it's on the fritz again.
You got a Princess Peach latte, and Jordan had a very funny joke in that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. And now, some jokes from our text chain.
Emma, roll it.
So let's pretend like Wiger just posted a picture of a latte with Princess Peach in the foam.
Mm-hmm.
And then I texted back pretty quick, too. Wiger, why do you have third-degree burns all over your dick? The implication being he tried to fuck the latte.
Fuck the latte.
Oh, okay.
Wait, you didn't get it, Wiger?
I get it now. So Burgerville was founded in 1961.
Within 1 minute, Jordan did respond within 1 minute. Was, I just I, looked.
Thank That's you. A, yes, it was very quick. Quick. I
very
didn't,
quick. Famously quick.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Amazing joke machine.
Hey, Mitch. I feel like during the summer, pretty much everything I'm doing outdoors is making me thirsty.
Yeah, I'll tell you what the issue is. That blasted sun.
Curse the sun.
Curse the sun.
Giver of life, but also...
giver of heat.
Giver of a dehydrator in chief, I'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Summer requires extraordinary hydration because of the sun.
You know what
that's
I like
built
about
for
the moon?
Everyday dehydrating moments. Yes.
The moon is cool.
Moon's real cool. When the moon is out, there's never a doubt, the moon is cool.
And when the sun's up high, you can't deny, it's gonna be hot, 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 hot. Anyways, I think that we've expressed that the sun gets you hot in the summertime.
It sure does, and the moon keeps you cool. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America.
Wags, that's right. And you know what? It's so easy to just tear open a packet of Liquid IV, pour it into a cup, mix it up with some ice cold water, and drink it down. My favorite flavor, strawberry.
It's a hydration multiplier.
That's right.
Gets you even more hydrated, and it's easier to stay hydrated while traveling. And you know what, Mitch? We like the taste.
I love the taste. And you know what? I love that I'm getting all those electrolytes and I'm not getting filled up with sugars.
Yeah. I love the smell too, and it helps you out, not just while traveling, but after a big night out. You know what I mean?
Come on.
The moon is cool.
Cool, cool, cool.
The moon is cool. Cool, cool, cool. Tear, pour. Live more. One stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone.
And Wise, it's got 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, 8 vitamins and nutrients, non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, and now sugar-free. We got white peach.
Wow.
Green grape.
Wow. Raspberry melon. And lemon lime.
That's right, Wags. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code DOUGHBOYS at checkout.
That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code DOUGHBOYS at liquidiv.com.
I love Liquid IV. You know why?
Why?
Because it's cool. Cool, cool, cool.
And the sun is hot,
hot, hot.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, Mitch, a few years ago, I was like, what the hell am I supposed to do with my life? What am I doing here? You know, kind of had that sort of feeling of self-doubt and questioning everything. Wasn't sure what the right path was. And that happens in life. Sometimes we're faced with tough choices and the path forward isn't always clear.
Just to be clear, this is before Doughboys or after Doughboys?
Yeah. Maybe you're thinking about a career change or feeling like your relationship needs some TLC. Whatever it is, therapy can help you map out your future and trust yourself to find the way forward.
Wags, I certainly have benefited from therapy in the past. I'm a better person when I'm in therapy. You get the gunk out. That's what I say. You got stuff on your mind, it's good to get it out. It's good to talk to someone about it. It makes me a better person. It's helpful for me if I'm feeling down or if I just want to talk things out. Therapy, I think everyone agrees, is a good thing.
You get the gunk out, and you know what? You get the good in. That's helpful, too. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries and empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule.
You just have to fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time you want, for no additional charge.
Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Doughboys today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Doughboys.
Burgerville was founded in 1961. We talked about the Burgerville Union's Workers Union. Last time, Bill, when we were here in this venue with you as our guest, we were going to review Burgerville and then honored the boycott and reviewed Sizzle Pie as a result. So that's why we're getting to Burgerville at this late date here in Portland. Five unionized locations, as I mentioned, about 40 across the Pacific Northwest.
I was trying to cross the picket lines, but you guys talked me into it.
So we met at the Hawthorne location because we were trying to go to one of the ones that I saw, and I went back to the Hawthorne location and saw a few listeners here, there today before the show. So I know that one was frequented by some Doughboys fans. Accidentally told one of them I love them, which was awkward.
Wait, what?
After a photo op, I was just like, I love you. And I was like, why did I say that?
What?
You know how you're just like, kind of like, hey, thanks so much. Oh, I appreciate you so much. Or just sometimes you're like, oh, lovely to meet you or whatever. But instead I said, love you.
Yeah. No, yeah. The first two I get.
Yeah.
Third one, honestly, I don't usually say.
But that's, I mean, sometimes it's thank you, mommy.
I do say thank you, mommy.
Are they here? The person that he said I love you to, are they here?
They didn't come to the show.
Oh, they're here. Here they are, right over here.
Hi. Sorry, I know that was awkward for both of us, but it was lovely to meet you, and I love you. So we met at the Hawthorne location, but the dining room there is closed, so my order today, when I went back, I got to go. We pivoted, Bill, and this is why you want to go to any restaurant in Portland with Bill Oakley. It's like getting a tour of the North Pole by Santa Claus. you know all the spots, so you're just like, the other one, there's another location that's unionized and has a functional dining room. You drove us over there, and we have what I would characterize as fantastic service at that particular location.
Absolutely. I don't know. I assume that they weren't aware of who you guys were.
It didn't seem like it.
They were incredibly friendly, and they brought the food out to us on trays and stuff, which I'm not used to at Burgerville. And the food was well prepared, and the place was really. I've never been in the 82nd and Gleason location before, and this one was. It's immaculate, and it was quiet and empty and clean, and I couldn't have asked for a better fast food experience. I think that's the first time in 2.5 years I've been inside a fast food restaurant, so it was great.
Wow. It was great. It was great.
Yeah, really, really good service.
We were trying to find both a unionized Burgerville and one where the dining room was open, but not all of them are unionized, and we don't
That's
understand
true.
Why that is the deal. But I guess I shouldn't ask the audience right now. But
anyone understand the labor movement? Can you explain it to Mitch real quick? I believe it's kind of what we're seeing with you know, Starbucks or with Amazon warehouses. Like the new strategy is it's been easier to go kind of piecemeal location by location than to try to do the whole thing. You know, but it's hey, it's still an
a complete win for sure. Like, yes, you know, this is a great positive that will hopefully lead to more throughout the sector and throughout that region. But so, yeah, we put it for the 82nd Street location, as I mentioned. And I guess let's just get into the food because we got a lot to talk about. I would say we pretty much got the whole menu on this trip. I went back for a couple more items myself. And then, Bill, you'd gone a few times before we saw you this week.
And, Mitch, you slept there last night, right?
They made a big bun for me.
They kissed you on the forehead. Thank you,
I love
mommy.
You. Yeah. you know, it was great. And also, we got to see the beautiful city of Port on the drive over. The beautiful,
city.
Beautiful city. Beautiful.
City.
Scenic.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So let's get into the food.
Really killed the room. Sorry.
Let's all say our favorite tree that we saw.
Green.
Any green fans in the house? Where are my autumn heads at? Let's keep doing this.
And where are my spring freaks? So I'll let's start with the burgers, because that was a thing that, you know, I'm not eating red meat right now, so I didn't have any of these. I did have some of the, you know, veggie and poultry and fish options. But, I mean, it's Burgerville. What did we think of the burgers?
Yes.
I want to start.
Please,
you should
do.
Be cheering right now with that line.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to start, and I also want to make clear this is not going to be funny. I'm going to go on for 15 minutes with no jokes. This is very serious. This is the way I like to talk about fast food. I don't like to have comedy interfering in my review of the food. Okay.
Bill, that's the way we like it on this damn show.
Thank you. I'm well aware of my reputation, and I'm going to keep it up here. Okay.
So Bill has a couple of spiral-bound notebooks up here. Emma, bring out 1A.
I want to say that I have eaten Burgerville at least once a month for 13 years, except during the boycott of the past 2 years. This is the first time I've ever returned extensively. I've eaten there 4 times this week. And I've experienced a lot of parts of the menu that I have previously not dived into, thanks to many of you who have responded on Twitter as to what I should try. So honestly, I want to make this very clear. I think that the burgers are actually the Achilles heel of Burgerville. Mm. I think that the burgers, some of them are, no, I want to be very clear about this. The burgers are not the best thing at Burgerville. And I will say this, unfortunately, I want to get this out of the way first. Listen to me, please. Okay, unfortunately, you guys were not here during the seasonal specials seasons, okay? The best thing at Burgerville is the Walla Walla onion rings tied with the fried asparagus, okay? Those are the best, they're among the best things served in the fast food universe, period. The other things, and unfortunately you didn't get to try those, but in any case, I'll continue a little bit more after there's some humor.
Yeah, the seasonal side was barbecued napkins.
Maybe I sucked down a few of them, yeah.
They're pretty good.
Anyway, I have a lot of things I want to say, but I'm going to continue with the comedy. These guys can continue with the comedy for a little bit, and then we'll get serious again. Okay.
Let's see the Avatar trailer again.
I can't believe onion rings got such a big pop.
Yeah.
Dear God, you fucking freaks.
What makes the Walla Walla onion rings one of the best items on the menu?
The response to what makes the Walla Walla onion rings the best item on the menu, and a guy yelled out, Walla Walla!
The Providence, the Walla Walla Providence is definitely part of it. But I think the thing is, the onion rings, I mean, the onions are fairly local from Walla Walla, Washington. The onions are much bigger slices of onions than you're used to having in regular onion rings. And
thank you, Emma.
The coating is delicious.
Emma just brought me out Gas X and Tums. Yeah. I'm not lying to you. My stomach hurts.
Yeah, usually at these kinds of shows, the audience will send up drinks, but now they're sending up shots of Pepto-Bismol.
Thank you, Emma. Give it up for Emma.
Emma!
Sorry there, Bill.
So So you're saying the breading is delicious?
Well, yeah, it's just the coating. They're top notch onion rings, the kind that you'd get in like a really high end steakhouse or whatever. But they're in a fast food drive through.
I didn't know Walla Walla was a real place. I thought it was a funny place where like Bugs Bunny made a wrong turn.
It's been used as
it's
that.
Real?
You know? Yeah. You know, much Keokuk, Coachella, all those things. You know, sure. Those are famous places from Bugs Bunny. But they do have their agricultural output.
Wow. So the burgers being the Achilles heel, I mean, like it does everyone feel that way? Because I will certainly say the turkey burger that I had.
Ooh.
Was my least favorite thing. I really do think, and you know, I didn't have the beef burgers, but I'm curious about how your guys' consumption synced up with mine.
I mean, hold on a second now.
Yeah.
Mitch, you're hurting me.
If burgers are the Achilles heel, this place would be in big trouble with me tonight. I really enjoyed my burgers.
Wow.
But I'll explain why. I think that there's a... I got the Colossal Burger. I'm just going to say it. I got the Colossal Burger, mm-hmm. Which our Uber driver recommended to me.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I did not die after I ate it. but I think that the combination of the sauces and the ketchup and all the flavors mixed together, Bill, which is something you did point out.
Yeah. I think
I love
the
taste
burger.
Profile. Yes.
Yes.
I think that's the best burger on the menu, and it's because there's so much other stuff on it besides the burger.
Yes.
And I think that's part of the thing of the other burgers. They're giving you a little too much taste of the burger itself, which I don't know. Like, you know, Carmen Ranch beef is excellent beef. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they do, mm-hmm. but it's not as delicious as it should be.
Yeah.
But on that burger, the combination of the other toppings makes it, in my opinion, the best burger.
That's fair. That's fair. I mean, I also had the Hop Yard Cheddar Burger, which is a seasonal special. I think you're right. But I thought the meat was, to me, it felt very much, Nick, I said this, like Culver's Light is what I said.
Mm.
That, are you mad at that?
Well, yeah, you said it. That this is a worse version of a different state.
Culver's is really good.
Culver's is great.
And
Culver's
I hate
awesome.
That state at the moment.
Yeah, I had so much great stuff at Burgerville.
Yes,
we'll get into
me too.
Kind of the accoutrement, and they were all really, really delicious. And yeah, and I kind of thought I got the Hop Yard burger as well, and thought it was tasty, but you know, it didn't blow me away.
It had too much arugula.
Too much arugula. Mm. Yeah, I had to I love arugula. It's one of my favorite greens. It's got a little peppery character, but I had to de-arugula it by half
yes.
so I could eat it.
Yes, same.
Yeah, and it's like I liked so much stuff, and it's kind of why I'm torn about the place is because it is just called Burgerville. If it was called like
Arugulaville,
yeah,
sure.
If it was called Foodburg or Calorie Town, you could kind of let it slide, but you maybe want that burger to be a little more killer than it actually is.
Wow. Yeah-oh. Let's show the Avatar trailer again.
Ant-Man 3? what are you guys excited about? but there is so much killer great stuff at Burgerville. You mentioned the sauces. The sauce game at this place is on fucking point.
Yes.
Let's talk sauces.
The dip variety. Oh my God, there's so many dips at this place.
We got, and again, this is why you want to have Bill in your party. You advised us to get two of every dip, like Noah. And so we got the Burgerville spread, the vinaigrette, the barbecue sauce, the blue cheese, the chipotle mayo, the garlic aioli, the honey mustard, the ranch, and the tartar sauce. All great.
Killer.
I mean, the Burgerville
fucking
spread
killer.
Is so good.
Yeah,
that's such a great sauce. And also I really like their barbecue. I think their default barbecue is just like very, very solid, and as is their chipotle mayo.
After McDonald's, I think it's the best fast food barbecue sauce I've had. It's
wow.
really good. I like it a lot.
Very good.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like, remember when Leslie Nielsen put the hose in the guy in Naked Gun and he blew up really big before he exploded?
Do we have that clip?
That's how I'm feeling right now. But Bill, we both kind of had a Rumbly's day after Burgerville.
Yeah, I don't want. Mm. I mean, really, honestly, there isn't much we can chalk it up to other than Burgerville, since
yes.
we both ate there and we shared some of the same items.
Yes,
but you guys didn't have that.
Yeah,
we did not. No, So I thought it was maybe not having the beef, but then Jordan, you did have the beef. So
I did have the beef.
Yeah, we don't know. We haven't isolated it.
And it's amazing because other than Burgerville, you guys have pristine diets, right? Maybe like it's all
the two
microbiotic greens.
I had so much Burgerville this week that I actually decided to have a salad for lunch for the first time in 2 years.
Wow.
What was on the salad? What's the salad?
It was like every freaking healthy thing, beets and stuff. Like it was crazy. It was a detox salad, it was called.
So I had a salad as well. Colossal burger salad from Burgerville. Fantastic. I think I get the beef with the beef that you guys have, but I enjoyed my
yeah,
burgers.
It's just, I mean, it could be a little more seasoned.
Sure. The bun was pointed out as being a little store bun, whatever.
It's kind of a grocery store bun.
I got to disagree with you there, Jordan. Mm. I don't think these are grocery store buns. I think they're actually probably from a bakery, and many of them are from Grand Central, which is a beloved bakery in this town.
Okay.
I would say my argument with the buns is, at least on the bigger burgers, they're too obtrusive. They're too chewy and big. They take over your ability to enjoy the burger because the bun is trying to dominate your taste buds and your all your faculties. So like that's one reason that's another thing. Like I could fine tune these burgers. They're all very good burgers, but like I mean they don't like it's not Culver's, for instance.
Yeah,
sure.
But like as I said, there's eight, and just during the course of this week, I discovered a dozen other things on the menu I've never had before that all far outstrip the burgers,
including Wags, the fish and chips.
Fish and chips were good.
Wild Alaskan halibut fish and chips, as well as the crispy halibut sandwich. We can talk about these both at once. In Seatown, these were both put like people were saying like, hey. Get the halibut. Like they have a good halibut. And I'll say that fish and chips was maybe my favorite thing. That fish and chips was great. I thought it was really good. I think that fish sandwich also I was pretty high on. We discussed, Bill, how it doesn't quite hit the heights of the Arby's fish sandwich, which is the current gold standard in quick service.
Ooh, getting booed.
Sorry, I mean, like, have you had the Arby's fish sandwich? It's fucking great. It's a delight.
Yeah, no one who's had the sandwich would boo. Go eat the sandwich and come back.
This is still a really good fish sandwich. I was very happy with it.
I thought the fish and chips was killer, too. It kind of looked, it looked a little bit like a school lunch fish sticks, so I was a little skeptical.
Yeah.
But the taste was really, it was killer, and the tartar sauce was awesome.
Yeah, good sauce.
I got to say this. I love the logo of Burgerville.
Great logo.
It looks like a 70s NHL logo. And I kind of want the guys at the front counter to like throw their pads down and beat the shit out of us. I feel like it would have been fun. But it has just a great look, especially the first place we went to. And there was a little difference between the two spots. But it has a great look, a great feel.
Very retro.
Yeah, yeah. And look, the fish was good. I thought my burgers were good. The shakes. We got to get to the shakes because...
Well, let's...
Oh, you don't want to get to the shakes?
Before we do the shakedown, let's talk a little bit more about the savory side.
Mitch, there are segments. We're in Seatown. You don't skip right to Shakesburg.
We didn't touch on chicken, and also, Bill, I know you had more menu items you haven't talked about, but the chicken and chips, I thought, were also... Those were some good tendies. I thought they were high quality.
Those were top quality.
Tendies
ruled. I never had those before, and with the sauces that were recommended to me on Twitter, the chipotle mayo and the garlic aioli, they were top. I have never had better tendies like that.
Really, really, really good.
Really great.
Are there other items we haven't touched on yet, Bill, that you wanted to talk about from your other experiences?
I think only the shakes really are.
Okay, great. Let's talk about fries a little bit.
No, we can't go to Shake Town.
Yeah,
Bill.
We gotta talk about fries.
We can't.
Right now we're fry guys. Yeah. So let's talk classic fries and waffly fries. I mean, the waffly fries are a home run. They're great. They're really good.
And waffly fries are good.
And the fact that you have so many dips.
So
you
many
can
dipping
dip them
sauces.
In, it was a blast. I was having such a fun time dipping.
And good dipping cups.
Great dipping cups.
Like the form factor is great. It's very effective for actually dipping.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Love it.
I can fit my whole fist right into the dipping cup. Fantastic.
Yeah. Really good fries.
It's like a bear getting honey out of a hollow tree.
we got a four piece of the tendies, Wags.
Yes.
And the tenders were good. I honestly, the sauces shine so much that I don't really even care what the tenders tasted like.
Yeah.
They were hot, and that's all that mattered to me.
Great, great sauce delivery mechanisms, but also I think they were just like, I think they were crispy. Yeah, they were, like you were saying, they were hot, they were well fried. I really liked them. A couple more items I got on my second trip, which I went to today. I got the veggie bean burger, which I had very low expectations for because my turkey burger was not great. And I think I maybe said a form of this on the podcast before, but when I see like a house-made like black bean patty, to me that's like seeing house-made ketchup. It's just like I'd rather have Impossible, I'd rather have Beyond, I'd rather have Heinz. But this was pretty flavorful. I thought that I like this quite a bit better than the turkey burger, honestly. Wow. I thought this had a lot more, it was surprisingly less dry. It had more moisture, and it was just like just more flavorful. And I saw an actual black bean like make its escape from the patty, like a loose bean.
Mitch, that might have been a bug. Sounds like it ran across the table.
He was crawling around, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a roly-poly bug, the things that roll up into balls.
No, everything seemed very clean. And I also got the crispy chicken sandwich, which was... Look, there's a lot of chicken sandwiches you can have right now. This is a good chicken sandwich. I'd rather have the tendies in the same way I'd rather have the halibut versus the halibut fish and chips versus the halibut sandwich. And I also got the mint patty shake as a bliss. Now let's talk shakes. We're finally here for the shakedown. Shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake.
And then we're gonna go to Plastic Fork City to talk about the plastic forks.
So
the plastic forks are decent. No, Shaketown is a place we want to live, Wags.
That's right.
Maybe Burgerville should be fucking Shaketown. I don't know.
I will say, because Shake Shack's whole thing is like, hey, we have burgers, but we're going to lead with the shakes. And their shakes are good. But the shakes here are really good.
Killer.
And they've got a lot of them. They're very flavorful. And that Bliss, which is coconutty, but I had two different Bliss ones. A listener recommended to me. It was just like, hey, Weiger, get the vegan ones.
Wrong. So, you're wrong.
No, they're good.
No, they're not.
They're good.
No.
They're good.
They're not.
They're good.
They're not good.
They're a little coconutty.
They're good. This is Mitch, your guys' version of who's
Mitch,
on first.
They're good. They're good. They're good. I insist they're good. Look, I never had one until this week. And I had the strawberry one. And it passed the litmus test for me of being something good, which is when I can't stop eating or drinking it.
Right.
In this case, I was like, I'm going to just have a couple sips for the review. And then I drank the whole thing.
So no, me
like,
too.
That's a sign of a good shake. And I never had that strawberry bliss thing. And I had some of your, I think I had some of your mint bliss maybe.
I had a cold brew one with you guys and I got a mint bliss on my own.
Highly recommend all the shakes. And the bliss is easily just as good as a dairy shake.
It's bliss.
It's not.
Mitch, it is.
It is not bliss. The cold brew shake, the Bliss cold brew shake was way worse than Jordan's regular cold brew shake.
I prefer
the dairy
version. It
tasted like you were drinking out of a coconut. It was too coconutty.
It's a little coconutty, but I prefer the dairy version, but not everyone's having dairy. And if you're having trouble digesting it or it's just not part of your diet, I think it's a great option. It's really well executed. And I think also the coconutty aspect of it works well with a cold brew and works well with a mint patty shake, which were the two I had at least. And it seems like Bill's saying it works well with a strawberry one as well.
Definitely,
so that's three for three.
You're going to come at me because I have Gas X and Tums on the stage. You piece of shit.
When you said coconut, it reminded me of something funny about that Lyft ride. When the woman was talking about waiting periods for guns, on the radio was playing Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. So, she's also on Island Time? I don't know. She's a mystery.
Every other song was like heavy country. I think that Margaritaville snuck its way in.
There's some Eagles in there.
Oh, there was Eagles, too.
A lot of hits.
The Bliss was good, Mitch.
It was not good. It was bad.
It was good.
The Bliss was bad.
My Bliss
was a miss.
My personal favorite.
Can't top that.
Mitch, good one. My favorite thing in the world is a milkshake. It's like my favorite treat. Mm-hmm. I love it. Even a crummy one I really like. And I had the Portland cold brew milkshake.
Fantastic.
Not a bliss.
Non-bliss.
Standard shake. Mm-hmm. And we have had so much great food on this trip. What a food city. This is. It's,
yes. Too much. We went to Mucca Osteria.
We went to a white tablecloth Italian restaurant that was on Eater's List, which, and it was like, you know, a little on the fancy side, but what a fucking fantastic meal.
A lot of Italians in there, unfortunately, but it was great food. Fantastic meal. It was great. It was awesome. Really good. Yeah.
The text chain joke that I made is I asked Mitch if Mucca was going to drive with Chankton to the Boston show. Like, I made it real quick.
Mucca's in jail, actually.
That was Mucca's wife that we rode with, right?
Yeah, it was.
Anyway, I love a shake. We've had so much great food. This Portland cold brew shake was the best thing I've put in my mouth all trip.
It's wow.
So good. It was awesome.
Wow.
Killer 10 out of 10 milkshake. I loved it.
Yep. It was my sip of the trip.
Yeah.
Specifically the cold brew one.
Yeah, totally.
Let me just add as a sidebar, there's a lot of specialty seasonal shakes as well that you didn't get to try. Like the peppermint one, the hazelnut one, the pumpkin one, all of which are uniformly excellent.
I will say this, the employee had signs promoting like the new specials, and we were like waddled up to the front counter and he was just looking through the signs and we were like, oh.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh yeah. And he's like showing us, he's like, this comes next month. And we were like, oh, that looks good. The $6 burger? Is that
what it's a number six burger, which
the number six
not available. Interestingly, not available at some locations of Burgerville, but it is apparently very good.
Yeah, there was a lot of good specials coming up that we missed out on.
Craig, I believe was his name, was like, yeah, he was going through some applause for Craig. He had some big placards that were going to be in the window for their upcoming items, and he was going through and showing them to each of us like he was trying to teach a gorilla sign language. He was like, oh, all right.
I fucking loved it.
I loved it too. It was very exciting.
Those things are going to stick to the window nice and easy.
Jesus Christ.
What?
Mitch, did you jack off onto those signs?
That's the implication.
When did you do that?
They looked good.
So you jacked off onto them?
Yeah. It was good.
The guy was all right with it?
Of course. It's Burgerville.
Yeah. That's their slogan. We rub your balls while you jack off onto our signs.
There was no jacking off. It's a tour rule.
A tour rule, yeah.
The no-nut tour.
We treat it's like Rocky. We treat it like, no, you can't do it. It makes the legs weak. We can't do it on tour. There was a lot of great stuff. I got the strawberry shake, Wigs,
I had some of it. Was very
so good.
It was very, very good. It was a great shake.
And listen, we all did share shakes, but it's okay because we all took ivermectin before we went to Burke, so we're good.
Bill, you had a great shake as well, which was a bliss shake, I believe.
Yeah, the mint. No, it wasn't. It was the mint.
That makes sense then.
It was the mint. Well, I had the bliss one before, but the mint. I had the mint. Maybe that explains what happened. You and I shared mint shake with dairy in it.
Oh,
I don't think anybody else may have touched it, and that may be the source of this.
Bill, don't blame it on the dairy. What are you doing? Maybe that was it.
You know, this is a food podcast. But we don't want to talk about unappetizing things right now. Let's go back to talking about jacking off.
We'll happily do that. I thought all the shakes, besides the blisses, they all hit. I thought they were all very, very
awesome.
Good shakes.
They're uniformly terrific.
Yeah, I liked everything that I tasted, and I will defend the bliss because that to me is like, hey, I had a mint patty shake 30 minutes before stepping on stage and reading that intro. And you know what, Mitch? I'm not the one guzzling Gas X in front of a crowd of people. It sat well with my constitution, so maybe you should try a non-dairy shake once in a while if you want a sweet treat.
The people love this. They want to see this. They want to see me eat gas sex on stage.
They want to hear a description of diarrhea.
So I got a couple of cookie ice cream sandwiches.
This was a seasonal thing. So these are Ruby Jewel, who Bill, you're saying this is a local right. ice cream spot. Mm. So these are Ruby Jewel ice cream sandwiches, and they have some year-round ones and some seasonal ones. We got a couple of them.
We did. We got the what the fuck is this?
Caramel
and cookies ice cream sandwich.
This was Bliss-based.
Yeah, Bliss-based. It sucked.
It was good.
Tasted like coconut. Tasted like biting good. Into a big coconut.
You just don't like coconut. That's your issue.
One fell on my head one time and conked me.
And then you yelled at Gilligan, right?
Held a grudge ever since.
Hit him with your hat.
Plant-based, non-dairy. Oh, I would be the skipper, huh? That sucks. Spying on Marianne and fucking Ginger from the bushes.
What show were you watching?
Yeah. I'll share them with you. They're good DVDs.
And then the skipper goes back to his hut and jacks off on his signs.
Gives it really good to a coconut. Coconut falls on his dick. All right. Plant-based, non-dairy, coconut bliss, caramel ice cream.
Yes.
And chocolate chip cookies made with gluten-free ingredients. That was the caramel and cookies ice cream sandwich. It was fine. It wasn't my favorite, but wise, you gotta admit, the other one was better.
I'll say probably universally the dairies were better from a flavor standpoint. I just think the bliss were really good for what they were trying to accomplish, and I think the strawberry lemonade one was really, really tasty.
Yeah.
The only minor disappointment here is that these were prepackaged, and I get it. It's like these are exclusive to the chain, so you know, but it's just more fun when you get something that's made to order at one of these places, of course.
Yeah.
But good, but great sweet treats if you want a cookie ice cream sandwich.
Strawberry lemonade ice cream sandwich, yeah, with the
really
it comes with lemon cookies.
That was really good.
Yeah, really unique too. That's like not something I've had. It's like not something I would think to order, but having a bite of it, it was killer. The lemonade ice cream and the lemon cookies were great.
We ate this in front of Joy Joy, basically. Is it Joy Joy or Jojo?
Jojo.
Jojo. Sorry.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I'm going to get my ass kicked over that. Jojo. We ate it in front of Jojo.
It's called Jojo Joy Joy. I don't think he actually went to Portland. I think he zoomed in for the live show and the audience played along.
It's a hologram. It was like a Tupac hologram of Mitch on stage.
I was here. I'm stuffed. I feel like shit.
Mitch died in 2020, and it's just why you're doing the voices.
I fucking wish.
That's why Mitch likes Last Jedi now.
You sick freak. If I die, don't make me like Last Jedi. You would do something like that, you fucking
sick fuck. Someone deepfake Mitch's voice to say that he loves Last Jedi.
We ate those in front of Jojo, and we were very full, but they were nice bites. I also had a strawberry lemonade, I want to point out, which was nice. A nice drink.
Oh, but, I had an unsweetened iced tea that was really good. Really good iced
quality
tea.
Quality iced tea.
Yeah, great iced tea.
Where are we now? Drink drive wise? Yeah, where the fuck are we?
Yeah. So any other food items we want to hit on before we get to our fork scores or anything we missed? Then I think it's time.
Chicken strip,
Is there anything, Bill? Did we miss anything on the menu? We really, literally,
We're
I think, have had everything.
It's not a huge menu.
We didn't have a cup of coffee or whatever, but I think that we covered everything. I think we covered literally almost everything.
Yeah. Can you give us 45 minutes? We're going to grab a cup of coffee from Burgerville.
We come back. Coffee's pretty good. Yeah, good cup of coffee. Yeah, it's, you know, fast food coffee. You know.
Bill, so this is, you've done this podcast before, you know how this works, but we're each going to go around and we're going to give this a final assessment, a closing argument, if you will, and end by giving it a score from 0 to 5 forks. As the Portlander.
Jesus.
As the Portlander.
Portlander, yes.
As someone who's had a lot of Burgerville, why don't we start with you?
Okay, as I said, I think everything on the menu at Burgerville is terrific, but I don't love the hamburgers. Mm. I do love the Colossal Quarter Pounder Burger. If I want an amazing hamburger, I will go to Super Deluxe. And
and
wait in line in the drive-thru for 55 minutes.
Wow.
But I don't want to do that very often. So anyway, Burgerville, the thing is, the depths of the menu, the unexplored parts of the menu that you wouldn't normally look at, like perhaps the fish and chips,
sure,
or the unusual, the Bliss shakes.
That's the taint of the menu.
The gold is in the taint. The gold is in the taint.
There's gold in them nar taints.
A weird miner.
The gold is in the taint. The burgers are generally pretty good, but if there's a seasonal burger, always get that. If there's a seasonal shake, always get that. Those things are where the gold is. As far as the thing across the board, I think it's an extremely good fast food restaurant. It does a great job of representing local flavors, local ingredients, local farms, and so forth. And therefore, I'm in big favor of it. I would say it's not perfect, but it is on the way. And thus, I give it 4 forks out of 5.
Wow, 4 forks. Very good
score. Wow. Wow.
Mitch, let's go to you. I want to end with Jordan because Jordan is the score that I'm most uncertain of.
Yes, so Jordan is really thinking it over, just so you all know.
Yeah.
And then let's get the fuck out of here.
I spent all day in church praying about my score.
What can I... Look at front row and center at a Doughboys show. No one in the seats.
Four empty seats.
Yeah. 9, 10, 11, 12. Directly in front of me, no one is in them.
To be fair, those were just for one Doughboys fan who didn't show up.
It's taped off and says, Mitch. I'm going to sit in the audience. very strange. Four seats, empty seats.
It is.
Look.
Good crowd otherwise.
I really enjoy... Wow!
Wow.
Wow, look at this. Did you just slip like $20 or so, whatever the price difference is on the stage?
Wow, they're here.
Three people are moving up.
James Cameron, Sam Worthington. who else is in that?
Sigourney Zoe Weaver.
Oh, what's up, dude?
Wow. Yeah,
can I say one thing? Oh, no, this backfired immediately.
This is bad, yeah. All right.
Backfired immediately.
Okay. So about what you guys were saying about CRT.
You can't till after the show.
We have a Q&A later.
Dear God.
Do we have one more drunk fan who can take that fourth seat?
No. Oh, God damn it.
Is anybody on shrooms? Is anybody on shrooms who wants to come?
Wow.
Good God.
It's like... The Price is Right, heavyweights.
All right, if any of these guys die, just hit them in the back.
Come on down, 10 minutes. Guy waddling through an aisle, sweating. All right, here we go.
Oh, he died on the way. Oh, man, that's sad.
Burgerville.
What are we doing?
Burgerville's a town I wouldn't mind moving to, Wags.
Wow.
Burgerville, I when we walked in there, I liked the vibe of the place. And look, we gave San Francisco's local burger place a hard time. Super duper burger. And there were some things here. Like there was a little too much lettuce on the burger.
Sure.
On the what was the one I had again? Colossal Burger, thank you. And also, but not very colossal. We can get to that after the show. We'll talk about it.
Everything looks small in your fucking baseball mitt hands.
True, unfortunately.
The burger looks very big in Stumptown, though.
No one wants to live in Stumptown.
the rents are outrageous. I tried to move to Stumptown, but couldn't find a place.
Nick, we went in there, and it kind of touched my heart. I was probably having some sort of...
coronary
issue. A father and son were in there, Wags.
Yes.
And we let them go before us because we were about to order half the menu.
And I was just listening to the dad talk to him about the burger and telling him how the burger was good and how he was going to enjoy the burger. And I was like, this is very wholesome. This is the local burger place. This guy is taking his son here, it seems like, for the first time. The kid's going to love it. In my first visit, I loved it too. It was good. It was a very good burger. And look, the beef aside, a little too much arugula on that cheddar burger. Just the mix of flavors, the umami, Wags. It was just... The mix of all of it together was just created a great bite, and it's I can't go below four forks. I love it.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to win you over.
No, you wouldn't do that.
I'm not trying to win people over. It is genuinely a four.
Yeah, Mitch called you Budget Seattle in the car on the way over here.
See? I don't give a shit.
Why do you hate Seattle? It's the same place.
There you go. Here's what I'll say. I'm in the same ballpark as the two of you. If I can say we're ballpark buds, possibly in the hand-holding club on this one. My second trip did not move the needle any. I was surprised that the veggie bean burger was as good as it was. The crispy chicken sandwich was fine. The mint patty shake. Look, I like the Bliss. Mitch doesn't like the Bliss. I like the Bliss.
Not good.
It's good.
No, it's not.
It's good.
No, it's not.
It's good.
It's not.
This is our Frost Nixon. Two fat guys saying it's good. No, it's not.
Oh, it's not.
I order Watergate and a Bliss shake. Delete this tape. Anyway, but everything that I had beyond the turkey burger I enjoyed, and some of it I really, really liked, including the shakes. And especially the chicken and chips and the wild Alaskan halibut fish and chips, I don't feel comfortable going below four forks.
Wow.
For Burgerville.
Wow. Well, it's just up to Jordan.
All right, Jomo.
Yeah. I think I know what I'm comfortable with here.
Mm.
So there was so much great stuff at Burgerville.
Mm-hmm.
The dips. I love to dip. I love getting multiple dips. Every dip, fucking killer. The honey mustard, awesome. The dipping was great. what did that guy yell?
He yelled out honey mustard. Yeah. Imagine being at any other like event and hearing someone just yell honey mustard. You'd just be like, is that guy okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, Slayer.
Honey mustard.
Yes. The dips were great. My shake was awesome. And the next time I'm in Portland, I'm definitely...
I'm fucking nervous over here.
I'm very nervous.
The burger was very good, but didn't blow my mind.
Mm. Oh boy, Mitch. Mother's Day's coming up. You got sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. Mm. Unfortunately, Mother's Day gifts can be a little predictable and boring. That's why an Aura frame is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Dreaded bathrobe covering mom up? Ugh.
Get that sweater off of you. Too many layers.
Wags, that's right. You know what? I'm guilty. I've given my mom too many of these boring gifts.
Yes.
Some sweaters, some candles, some dreaded bathrobes.
I've accidentally given my mom the same gift twice.
Wow.
It's really embarrassing. Or you end up getting like, oh, I guess I'll give you a gift card. I don't, you know, like it doesn't feel like there's any love behind that.
Well, guess what, Wags? I've also gifted my mom an Aura frame. That's right.
Wow.
This is the truth. Aura frames are Wi-Fi connected and come with unlimited storage so you can share as many photos as you want from your phone to mom's frame.
Not only will she be grateful it's not another sweater, she'll also love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you.
That's right. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code Doughboys at checkout to save. And you know what, Wags? My mom liked her Aura frame so much. This is true. She got my sister one, and now my sister's got one in her dining room.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Terms and conditions apply. Send photos you want from your phone to mom's frame. In fact, Mitch, I'm going to send your mom a photo right now.
The hell?
Enjoy, Mrs. Mitchell.
I love you, Mommy.
I love you, Mommy.
You're talking to your mom, right?
Yeah.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Mm-hmm. But I think it is very important that this place, I don't think you can say what a big deal it is that some of these places are unionized and you can tip. And I think part of being into this food that is hard for a good person is that you know when you get fast food, you're supporting monsters.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to be able to get this kind of fast food meal. And they're charitable. Like, they give to charities. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously they're not all unionized, but some of them are. And I think it really means a lot to be able to get a meal this...
Unfortunately, the charities are for monsters. Like, yeah. It's the Dracula Fund. Yeah.
Homeless Frankensteins.
Yeah.
Yeah. We here at the Monster Mash want to help homeless monsters whose coffins have been taken away. I think it really means a lot that you can get a fun fast food meal that is not fussy or pretentious and feel pretty good that your money is going... to a non-monster. Four Forks.
Wow!
Wow! Four Forks! Wow. Welcome to the Golden Plate Club Burger Bill!
Wow!
Wow!
What a relief.
What
Jeez.
A relief.
I'm not fucking around. I believe it, too. I stand by it. I believe it.
Wow!
I believe
it. That was a great whistle, too.
Wow, what a whistle. That's our review of Burgerville.
Wow.
Congratulations to Burgerville and the city of Portland.
I kind of wanted you to give it 3.5 forks.
I would have been very funny if you had, but I'm glad
it doesn't deserve
it.
It's a four-fork restaurant.
Yes.
It's a four-fork restaurant. I believe that firmly.
It's a four-fork restaurant canonically. It is in the Golden Plate Club, and deservedly. Loved Burgerville.
Wow.
Folks, it's time for a segment. You know, we've got a ring-shaped food stuff, and we're going to decide if you should put it in your mouth. It's snack or whack. Donut or Don't-Ut edition.
Chowing down on a jelly field. Eat a dozen, then get ill. Paying anything for chocolate iced. Just one more bite.
Wrong octave at first. I fixed it.
Some of cake. Some are raised. Some are even double glazed. Well, the meal never ends. It goes numb and numb and numb and numb. Strangers eating. Up and down the donut box. Old fashioned. Sprinkles for a bite. Sweet bites, eat holes. Brewing Joe to dunk a donut. Snacking somewhere for a bite. Donut or don't nut. So good that it makes you nut. Eat bites, sweet holes. Donut or don't nut. So good. Eat bites, sweet holes.
Oh. have some donuts from Blue Star, which is a local chain. Now,
wow.
Do people like Blue Star? What's the verdict on yes. Blue Star? Emma Erdbrink, our producer, bringing these out. These have been quartered. We have three donuts that we're going to be taste testing. And then, Emma, if you want to distro the rest of that box to maybe not the four lunatics who's... seize those seats.
I feel bad for them now.
No, we like them. So we got the Tropical Delight, we've got the OG, and we've got the Strawberry Sakura. So, hey, let's dig into these. Bill, do you have any opinions going in on Blue Star?
I'm a fan of Blue Star.
Wow.
I think people know, everyone in this room probably knows, except for Thanks, you buddy. Guys. It's Voodoo Donuts versus Blue Star
yes.
in Portland. For the, Voodoo has a mixed reputation as being a place for tourists, but then they kind of have a noteworthy menu of donuts shaped like penises and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The Blue Star are the more gourmet donuts, which certainly me and many others prefer.
Wow. This is great. Right after I took some Gas X, I'm going to have some of these donuts.
I just had one, and I'm not sure which one it was. I believe it was the OG, which was the Orchata Glaze. Rice milk Thank base. And I've also got the strawberry one in front of me. I'm going to take a bite of that. Mitch, have you had any donut yet?
No. Okay.
But just the ones you brought with you, right? Like not the ones that...
I think I just ate the OG one.
Yeah, that's the this one.
Very good, very glazed.
Yeah, it's a classic glazed super donut, glazed. But it's got a little...
what?
Was it always this glazed?
Okay. There were some signs backstage.
Hey, Emma.
Yeah, remember, the...
Emma went and got these donuts this morning. Emma rules.
Emma Erdbrink, everyone. We love Emma.
I just had a bite of my favorite so far.
Can I have the coconut, Mitch?
Yeah, it's the coconut one. Sorry. Right,
the Tropical Glaze. The Tropical Glaze is a vegan donut.
Really?
This is a coconut emulsion.
Oh, what the fuck? I mean, it sucks.
Oh. How about that?
Really?
Passion
that, is this puree? Vegan? It is puree. Great. This is killer.
Wait, this?
That's insane.
I don't buy it. It's so
oh,
good.
Oh, yeah. This one's great.
Wait, this one with the coconut is vegan?
That one's vegan. Our signature vegan cake donut infused with that. Oh, wait. Maybe just the cake donut is vegan. Look, it says vegan. I'm going to say it's vegan.
Listen, I'll weigh in. Vegan or not, I'm nutting, fellas.
Yeah. I do think this is...
I do nut.
I do think this is three nuts overall, but this is the one I'm the most like, oh.
Yeah, what level of nut is this for everybody? For me, it's definitely like, oh.
Interesting. And for me, it's somewhere between a huh and a wah, 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 wah.
Bill, you don't have to do this. Sorry.
Sorry, Bill. Sorry for everything. Thank you for being here.
Legendary comedy writer, Bill Oakley.
You have children.
I won't be doing that.
I should add, we mentioned Emma earlier. Do not, donut or don't nut, is it so good it makes you nut, was her pitch.
Yeah.
That's true.
Emma's pitch.
It's true. You fucking freak, Emma.
Yeah.
But the original pitch, like, it was like kind of something else, and then it was a like, and then the last one has to eat it, right? That was like part. I mean, we it kind of changed in brainstorming.
Yeah, we changed it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's an okie cookie element to it. I've wiped glaze on my pants, which is a bad idea. Look, I think that coconut one is fantastic and is the winner of the bunch, the cake donut.
Awesome. Really good.
I'm nutting over that, no doubt.
Yes.
The other two, I'd like, maybe like, you know, nut in my pants a little bit. But sure. I don't know if it's a true nut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I just want to say, regardless of nut status or not, you got to remember that these donuts have been sitting around for 10 hours.
It's true.
Okay? Yeah. You got to, if you can extrapolate in your mind what these must have tasted like 10 hours ago when they came out of the oven.
last time I was in Portland. I'm sorry for cutting you off, Bill. But last time I was in Portland, I had some fresh at a store, Blue Star, and I was like, "These are fucking great." I thought that they were delightful.
Bill, if you put it that way, like right now, I'm like, "Oops, sorry," but 10 hours ago, I'm like, "Oh yeah,
sure."
When Mitch nuts, he sounds like the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And he does
step into a Slim Jim.
Oh, yeah, disappointed. Sorry, I'll be leaving.
Oh, yeah, how about a foot rub? You want to watch the Avatar trailer again? Oh, yeah.
This is a really nice plane. It's called the Lolita. Nice.
Jesus.
Macho Man on the Lolita Express.
Macho Man is not on the flight logs. How dare you?
He's dead, I think.
How dare you impugn his character?
He's dead,
ooh,
I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, taking to the skies in the Lolita Express.
No, Mitch. This is atrocious.
Well.
Blue Star Donuts.
I'm going to play the Avatar 2 trailer ASAP.
Wow, it rules. Blue Star Donuts were great. I really like those. I mean, that big thumbs up for me. And you know what? I'm going to say that was snack or whack. Donut or don't nut edition, just like a restaurant, we value feedback. Let's know.
Hold on, so I'm nutting over all of them. That's my final decision.
I think that's the consensus. I think everyone's nutting,
yeah.
Whether they want to verbalize that or not. These are great donuts, and if they were fresh, yeah, I would be like a. All right, let's get some questions. Emma's going to come out here and call up a few people, and if you want to come up to the mic, she will take your query.
I got Aubrey, Sam A, and Lacey D.
We also got to hear from the drunk guy. I got to know what this question was.
Oh,
I
got to, Mitch.
I know it's a
great
thing we
idea.
I know it's a thing we avoid, but we got to hear for a moment.
This stage is taller. I don't think they can climb on this one, so it's okay.
We'll get your question too.
Okay.
What's your name?
Aubrey. Aubrey, this is Aubrey.
Hi, Aubrey.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for coming to Portland. It's so, I mean,
our pleasure.
Very, very cool for your for me to be here. Oh, thank you. I couldn't remember exactly how I phrased it.
Okay.
But so my question is, what's the best color of food?
Wow.
So like, for example, golden foods would be fries, tendies, brioche. Red foods would be like pasta sauces or like red Skittles.
Shit.
I think.
That's good. Red is good.
Yeah.
Red is good.
Red covers a lot.
Yeah. So, I don't know what my favorite is, but I think I said yellow for lemons and pickles.
That's good.
And queso, lemons, pickles,
and
queso.
You got cheese with yellow. That's good.
Yeah.
Damn.
Boy, this is tricky. Because, like an orange brown covers so much.
Mm-hmm.
But it also just
orange brown.
Yeah, like you know, like fried stuff or breads, you know?
Sure. I mean, brown alone is pretty damn good.
All right, so maybe it's brown. Brown covers a lot, because, you've also got some cuts of meat in addition to,
yeah. But that's well-done meat, maybe? Maybe, fuck, medium rare is pink or red.
Yeah, are we talking exterior? Like exterior color? Like what a
this is the issue. We always break it down to something so stupid. Let's just try to answer it in any way we can.
I think there's a case for white, and here's why.
Come.
Hold on.
You know what?
I don't think it's food.
This is the first thing I've agreed with Nick on. Let's go.
Yeah, this came up in our lift, right?
Yes, yeah. You got mayo. You got all other cream-based dressings. You got ice cream, particularly vanilla. Vanilla's a flavor. You got yourself... You got yogurt, you got sour cream, you got a whole dairy section. You got milk and non-dairy milks. You got... certain cheeses. Certain cheeses are white. You've got mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
You got rice. How great is rice? I'm gonna go with white.
You guys knew. Let me make a case for white was gonna come up at some Doughboys live show sooner or later. It was in Portland. Man, this is really hard. Red. I feel like red is at the top of my list because of marinara, like a red starburst. But maybe pink. Pink, because that's like the cook of like a medium rare steak is pink, right?
Yeah. Sure. But you're just getting the interior then. You just want the interior of a medium rare steak?
I can't have the outside of the steak?
I don't think so, no. You're picking one color.
Do you agree with this? This
you have
is bullshit.
Like a steak tartare.
This is a tough question. I mean, I would say brown with a hint of pink might cover you.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, that I feel would like be it's the choice. Color of the food when it's presented to you. So if it's like a steak, it would be brown, right?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Emma.
Like when it's on the plate in front of you before you eat it.
So yes. Brown's a great answer in that case.
We're all trying to avoid saying brown because it's the obvious answer, but it's yes. probably brown.
Hey, Brown Town, I'm in. I want brown.
Yeah, brown food.
I'm in.
Wow.
Taint. Taint is my answer.
All right. So our next questioner is wearing a custom long sleeve shirt that just says food podcasts.
Wow. Did you make that?
I think I know what happened here because I believe you may have sent in a roast at some point. Okay, or a drop.
Yeah, I did. My wife had a friend make it. So I am actually from Utah, of all places.
Wow.
Traveled into town from Utah. It kind of feels like I went cross country for Caro's, but here we are. But, you know, my question, started playing the new Kirby game a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Just great. Super, super pleasant game.
Really fun.
My question for you is, what fast food item would give Kirby the most OP moveset?
Fuck.
My idea was maybe like a spicy chicken because you get like increased flight, maybe some fire powers or... Yeah. Kind of what you guys think.
I want to congratulate you on the dorkiest question I've ever heard in my life.
Thank you. Duly noted. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Are there any Pokemon questions? Can we follow that up with?
You got a high five.
Wow.
You got a high five for the question.
The new Kirby is delightful. I finished that recently. A lot of fun. And there's some good post game. Yeah. So Bill may need some context on Kirby the character. Kirby is like a...
All right, how much time do we have?
A pink puffball, and anything that he swallows, he absorbs the essence of. So, for instance, if he swallows a sword-wielding monster, Kirby then becomes a sword-wielder himself. Or a fire-breathing creature, he can then breathe fire. Whatever their attribute is, he can take upon it himself. His power is that he can absorb other powers. So, in this case, we're talking about, like, Kirby's going to eat a BLT, then he would have the power of a BLT, whatever that entails. And that makes me
being
think...
Being very hot and cold, I guess you could. That's a part of it?
Yeah, I guess extreme temperature. Oh, interesting.
Does anyone want to quibble with Nick's description of Kirby lore? Are there any...
Wise, what if Kirby pulled something like you do? Do you get what I'm saying? What would happen?
Can Kirby get his own powers?
Kirby was to suck himself off.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah, but what would happen?
I think the temptation is to go with something that is an extreme. Like, because if you go to, like something that's really cold, he'd at least be pretty... Because we're talking about, you said OP, overpowered. You know, like, what's the thing that's going to make him the most powerful in the rules of the game? And that makes me think that probably something that's, like, very, very hard or very cold
Jesus
or very
Christ.
Hot. Like, those are the things that are most likely to be something that will help him, you know... defeat enemies and free the Waddle Dees. So I think.
Sorry about the show, Bill.
Yeah, sorry, Bill. We're very sorry. I would think a piping hot slice of pizza with a bunch of like jalapenos on it. Something that's really hot and really, you know, and really dense, and then also is just could give him some firepower.
I think soup.
Soup is a great answer.
Because he could liquefy. Soup's really
good. Oh, fuck, that's good, man.
He's hot. Nice tomato soup.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't know anything about Kirby, but I will say that my favorite video game food will be Red Dead Redemption 2. I would like to have broiled elk.
Yeah. Ah, hey, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Jordan, you got an answer?
My favorite video game food is when you fuck up cooking in Breath of the Wild.
Yes,
and you make
it's
that
very
little
fun.
Mush.
Oh, yeah, that's
dubious
funny.
Food.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Make food for goblins. Could be the name of this podcast as well. Why? Because if I had Kirby's power, I'd suck you up.
Suck me up?
Yeah. It's hosted by myself. It would fucking rule. All right. Next question.
This is Lacey. Hi.
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 My question's also about Kirby. Oh, boy. A lot of
Kirby questions.
No. So May is barbecue season. It's the beginning of barbecue season.
Wow.
So if you're going to a barbecue, what's the one dish you're going to be super sad if your friends don't have at the barbecue?
Wow.
What a question.
What's great the one question. Dish? Like, you're going to be super, super, super mad.
Look, I'm eating less meat. When I have had barbecue, I've had barbecue chicken. We did have some barbecue chicken, Mitch, in Nashville, and it was delightful. Thank you for the question, Lacey.
Great question.
I'm going to go with a side. And if I'm at a cookout scenario or I'm at a barbecue joint, I want to see some potato salad. And so I would say if I went to a cookout and there's no potato salad, I'd be a little disappointed. So that's my answer, potato salad.
He'd be stewing. He'd look very scary.
I have an answer for this one. I would be mad if they didn't have regular white buns, supermarket buns.
That's a great answer.
This is a chronic problem ever since I moved to Portland many, many, many years ago. You go to barbecue and people have like these multi-grain, whole grain buns for their hamburgers. Yeah, right. Seriously, I'm saying it's like you got to have, you're having a cookout, you got to have regular white buns. Like especially for burgers, for barbecue, for anything, chicken breasts, grilled, whatever. Like crazy, but don't get fancy with the bread, as I always say. And I think that's something you got to live by at your barbecue.
That's great. Great answer. Great answer. You got one?
Big pile of coleslaw. I think it's a great side, but it can also be used as a sandwich topper. It's so versatile. I just want a big pile of slaw.
That's good.
I'm going to change my Kirby answer to that. Big pile of slaw.
I choose matches. For the grill cannot ignite
without
matches.
Wow.
And I'd be livid. Now, Nick.
I choose the Bible because no barbecue would exist without God.
That's true. Nick, I want to call the show right here, but we got to get this guy's question.
Okay, great. All right, here we go. The guy who moved
the show might end very quickly, just so you know.
The guy who moved to the front of the stage.
Here we go, here we go.
Dropped on the scenes, raised his hand earlier. Hello, hi. What's your name?
Hi. Oh, I'm sorry. It wasn't really a question. I just really wanted to, I feel very passionate about Burgerville, and I was, No,
here
no.
we go.
I was just...
This is like a Portland City Council meeting.
I wish you guys would have had just like the regular-ass cheeseburger. That's how it started. It was just like a big bag of cheeseburgers, you know? And also the Tillamook bacon cheeseburger. But it wasn't really a question. I was just... Sorry.
Okay, great.
I was just excited.
All right, security, get him the fuck out of here.
Guys, that's our show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Portland.
Jordan Morris, Bill Oakley, our production team, Emma and Amelia. Thanks to Katie and Neil and everyone here at Revolution Hall. Until next time for the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell, I'm Nick Weiger. Happy eating. Thanks.
Yeah.
And you know they can never be right.
Want more Doughboys? Check out the Doughscored, our Discord server. You get Doughscored access plus the Doughboys double when you join the Platinum Play Club at patreon.com/doughboys. That's patreon.com/doughboys. Want to see the sources for this week's intro? Check the episode description.
Doughboys Media.